And elders reflect the staff when they guide gently, when they comfort faithfully, and when they help restore those who wander. Today is a special and meaningful day for our church family. Amen? Amen. We are recognizing and installing congregational shepherds, men who have agreed to take a sacred responsibility to care for souls, to guard unity, to pray, to guide, and to love the people of God right here at North Tampa Church of Christ. So what I wanted to do to begin our study this morning is I wanted to take a look at what Peter said. Peter, as you may or may not know, was both an apostle and an elder himself. And so I wanted to take a look at what Peter had to say about shepherding this morning. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 2 says this. It says, "To the elders among you, I appeal to you as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them." Now, it's worth noting here that when Peter speaks to the elders, he also calls them shepherds. And the New Testament uses both words to describe the same role. And God's flock up there in that verse, that's talking about us. And the phrase, "under your care," that is going to shape everything else that Peter has to say about shepherding. Peter continues, "Not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." So what Peter is saying here this morning is this: if elders shepherd God's flock with the right heart, you know, that's one that's willing, that's eager, and by example, then there is a promise attached to that calling. He says that when the chief shepherd appears, they will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. And that is chief shepherd, and you'll notice up there and on your outline, that is chief shepherd with a capital C and a capital S. And that chief shepherd is none other than Jesus Christ. Everything that I'm about to say this morning flows from this truth, that Jesus is the chief shepherd of our souls. Everything. Everything in the church exists under him. And the first thing that Peter reminds us of is whose flock God has called elders to take care of. It's his. It's God's flock. Peter makes it clear that shepherding in the church is not about dishonest gain or control, but it is by leading by example through service. And that's why here at the North Tampa Church of Christ, there is no head elder. You know why? Because we already have a head elder, and that is Jesus Christ. All of our elders here at this congregation serve under him and reflect him. So if elders are called to reflect the chief shepherd, then it makes sense for us to ask, what does that look like? How does the Bible describe God as a shepherd? Let's take a moment and look at one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 23. And we're going to see how the Bible describes the Lord as our shepherd. In these opening verses in Psalms 23, we're going to see a shepherd who personally guides and restores us. The psalmist says this, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." And what we're going to see next here is that the scene changes from the peaceful, calm waters to the valley. And the psalmist says this, he says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me." And what we see next in the psalm is that the shepherd becomes a host, inviting us to his table and assuring us that we are safe in his care. The psalmist ends the psalm with this. He says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This psalm is what the shepherd's staff looks like when it is used well. The staff reminds us of how the Lord leads his people. God restores us and he draws us close personally, lovingly, patiently. And elders reflect the staff when they guide gently, when they comfort faithfully, and when they help restore those who wander. The next thing that we see in the psalm this morning is that the shepherd's rod. You see, Psalms 23 reminds us that the shepherd's care is not only gentle, it's also protective. The psalmist tells us that both the staff and rod comfort him. Now, that may sound strange to us, because we usually don't think of rods as something very comforting, do we? But to the sheep, the rod means that the shepherd is watching. The staff brings comfort. Why? Because it guides. But the rod brings comfort because it protects. And what we see this morning is that the shepherd's rod was never meant to be used against the sheep. It was meant to be used against the predators. And that's why the rod is comforting to the psalmist. It represents a kind of protection that's paternal, a protection that's watchful, a protection that is fiercely loving. It's the kind of protection that shows up when God's children are threatened. And Hosea, back in the Old Testament, he gives us one of the clearest pictures of that kind of protection in all of Scripture. In Hosea 13, we see that the Israelites, they weren't just drifting. They were actively turning to idols and harming the innocent through human sacrifice in the name of religion. Don't be mistaken. This wasn't a moment of just mere weakness or mere confusion. This is a moment where evil was being dressed up as worship. And it is in this context that God describes himself in this way. He says, "So I will be like a lion to them. Like a leopard, I will lurk by the path. Like a she-bear robbed of her cubs, I will attack them and rip them open. Like a lion, I will devour them and tear them apart." Now, for some people, passages like this are a little unsettling at first. But this isn't God being cruel. What I want you to see here this morning is that this is God being protective. No one looks at the picture behind me of the lioness protecting her cub and thinks to themselves, "Why is she so violent?" None of us think that when we look at that picture. You know what we think? You guys probably think the same thing I thought. I thought that's what love looks like. We get it. A couple years ago, my mom sent my brother and I a picture of a lioness just like this one, crouching down behind her cub. And you know what she wrote to us? My mom said, "This is me behind each one of you, always ready to pounce when needed." So I guess what I'm saying here this morning is think twice before you criticize my next sermon. Not because I'm afraid of the feedback, mind you. I don't mind feedback. But the reason why I say that is because you might have to answer to my mom. But seriously, this is a picture. This picture right up here. This is a picture that God gives us of himself. He is a God who loves his children deeply and doesn't like to see anyone messing with his kids. You see, elders reflect the rod through vigilance and protection. What vigilance means, what I mean here is this. Vigilance means spiritual watchfulness, paying attention to what might even quietly harm the flock. And protection means stepping in when love requires it, through wisdom, through truth, and through care. And as we come to a close, everything we've looked at today brings us back to one simple call, and that is follow the heart of the chief shepherd. God's love is not one-dimensional. God's love restores and it protects. And shepherds after God's own heart, they're called to reflect both. At the first half of every elders meeting here at North Tampa is spent in prayer and shared care for the congregation with the ministers. And this is what we see in Scripture as well. In Acts chapter 20, we see Paul kneeling with the Ephesian Church of Christ eldership, and he prays with them, and he entrusts the flock to them and to God. So, as a congregation, let us follow our elders' examples. Let us pray for one another. And so, for our invitation this morning, if you are already a Christian and today's lesson reminded you of the care and protection of our chief shepherd, then we invite you to respond by renewing your trust in him through prayer, through encouragement, and through continued faithfulness. Now, if you have not yet heard the gospel story, or if today's picture of a shepherd who knows his sheep, who leads them and protects them, has stirred something deep within your heart, we would love nothing more than to talk with you and share you the good news about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and help you come to know him better. And if you have heard the gospel this morning, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but you have not yet put him on in baptism, We invite you to respond today. The chief shepherd is calling, inviting you into his care, his family, and his promise of eternal life. Whatever you need, whether it is prayer, encouragement, study, or obedience, we here at North Tampa Church of Christ are here for you, and we would be honored to walk with you as we stand and sing.